with you.
And also with you.
Oh, good morning, everybody. It's so good to see you and welcome you to our Connect service. Just want to walk through just a couple of quick announcements for you before we jump in. This week on Monday, we've got toddlers in this very room. And just a note on that, this is great news, but also kind of sad news. We are full. We are full to the brim, meaning that we've had to close the register because we've got that many toddlers coming in and registered in. So keep praying for that because it is a wonderful experience and we're making great connections with children as well as young mums who are coming to that. So toddlers here, Boys Brigade in the evening, and then Tuesday we've got Crafters and we've got Pickleball and we've got Anchor Boys. Wednesday, Holy Communion at 10:30, Pilates, and our Hope Explored course, which we started last week, and I'll talk a little bit more about a little bit later, but it's an exploration of what is hope, do you have it, as it's only 3 weeks, we've had one, so you could come this week, and you come next week, and it would be a really good conversation for you, but again, I'll explain more about that a little bit later here. Thursday, we've Zoom prayers. Next Sunday, we've Holy Communion at 9, Holy Communion at 11, and then Compline for 7 p.m. Now, there's a couple other things that are happening this week that are really important. So how many of you have served in a volunteer capacity with our children or with adults or anything like that? If you volunteer in any way, just put your hand up. Okay, that's a good portion of you. Now, I expect to see you here on Tuesday night because on Tuesday night, we are gathering you all in and we are getting your information. Because we are updating all of our Access NI stuff, we've got new sort of protocols that have come into play with making sure that everyone is updated and registered. And John and I have done the registration, and it's a little bit complicated, and so we want to help you in that. So please come. There are two nights for that, the 3rd of February, as well as the 24th of February. You'll come, and you'll bring with you driver's license, a passport, a utility bill, just something with your name so that we can take a photo of it and upload all of those documents to Access NI so that we can get that done. It's not a fun process, but it is a necessary process. We want to make it as easy for you as we can rather than having to follow you up and chase it all day. Okay? So please come to that. If you have questions, talk to me or Jono about that. Second announcement that I just want to make to you is that the general vestry list is open. Okay, so every year that opens up before the Easter vestry, and this is a chance for you to if you're over 18 and make any contribution to the life of the church, you can sign up to be on the list of general vestry, which is basically you're a member here. And you're a part of what goes on, which gives you the chance to make voting decisions in the life of your parish when it comes to the Easter vestry. It also would allow you to stand for select vestry. And it is a valuable part of being a part of the parish to be able to make decisions and vote on things and how your church is going and the mission that we're doing. Okay, so it is, yes, something that happens, but it's something that's very important. So please, if you're not on it, get on it. If you've fallen off of it, get back on it. And maybe even think about how you could serve your church in that way. Okay. Those then, friends, are the announcements. So please stand with me as we say together our opening prayer this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to gather together in worship and praise. We ask that you would bless us, our time together today, and that each person would be open to hearing your word and would respond in loving obedience. We're going to sing two songs back to back this morning, Ancient Words followed by God, I Look to You. Please be seated. We come to a point in our service, and it's something that we do every week, to come to God and to say sorry and to seek his forgiveness as he offers it to us. It's an acknowledgement that we on our own might have missed the mark, but also an acknowledgement that we as a people of God might have missed the mark. And so we're going to take a moment just to straighten our hearts, and then we're going to say this confession together. And so we pray, God of everlasting love, God of everlasting love, we confess that we have been unfaithful to our covenant with you and with one another. We have worshipped other gods, money, power, greed, and convenience. We have served our own self-interest instead of serving only you and your people. We have not loved our neighbor as you have commanded, nor have we rightly loved ourselves. Forgive us, gracious God, and bring us back into the fullness of our covenant with you and with one another, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Merciful Lord, grant to your faithful people pardon and peace, that we may be cleansed from all of our sins and serve you with a quiet mind, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I'm going to invite May to come and read our Bible reading today.
Today's Bible reading is from Colossians chapter 1, verses 3 to 14 and 28 to 29. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love you have for all God's people, the faith and love that spring from the hope stored up for you in heaven, and about which you have already heard in the true message of the gospel that has come to you. In the same way, the gospel is bearing fruit and growing throughout the whole world, just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and truly understood God's grace. You learned it from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is a faithful minister of Christ on our behalf, and who also told us of your love in the Spirit. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience, and giving joyful thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the one we proclaim, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom, so that we may present everyone fully mature in Christ. To this end, I strenuously contend with all the energy Christ so powerfully works in me. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
We're going to stand and sing a song, Holy Overshadowing, and while we sing this song, our kids are going to head out for Sunday school this morning. Stand with us as we sing.
Oh, spread your wings of mercy over me.
that we remain standing as we affirm our faith, saying together a version of the Creed. So let us declare our faith in God. We believe God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. We are going to sing together, Keep the Banner Flying High.
Give me strength when I'm weary, oh my Lord. Lift me up when I fall, oh my Lord. Light a fire in my bones that an ocean will unfurl. Give me hope, give me strength. Oh, Jesus, be my
Father, may my words honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, friends, over the last year in Connect, we have been spending some time thinking about some core principles of who we are here at St. Finian's. And we've looked at several things so far. We've looked at hospitality. We've had a look at the importance of children, youth, and family in the life of our parish. We talked about worship. We've talked about fellowship. We've talked about love. And this morning, one of the core principles that we really, really believe in here in St. Finian's is spiritual formation. And so this particular passage gives some good insights into what it is that we're aiming for when we think about spiritual formation being a core principle in St. Finian's. And what I want to do this morning briefly is talk about this. And I'm going to start in a place that you should probably all know. So if I said to you, what's the Great Commission? Do you know what the Great Commission is?
Go and make disciples of all the world.
Yeah, go and make disciples of all the world, right? This is the Great Commission. You get a prize, high five. Well done, you, man. Yeah, this is great. So yes, this is the Great Commission. Jesus at the end, it's sort of the command that he gives, right? At the end of Matthew 28, he says, go and make disciples of all nations and teaching and baptizing in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, right? We want to go and make disciples, okay? And this is a really important thing. And yet we talk a lot, especially in our diocese, evangelism is a really important thing. We want to go and tell people about the love of Jesus, right? Say amen. Yeah, we do want to do that. But I think sometimes we miss that disciples part. Right? It's one of those things we go and we tell people about Jesus, but then we just say, oh, you figured it out on your own. Like, no, because on the other side of evangelism, imagine this, a coin, right? If you take the coin on the top side, evangelism, but you turn the coin over, it's discipleship. You can't have one without the other. And I think spiritual formation is something that falls underneath that other side of that coin of discipleship. It's not enough necessarily to know who Jesus is. There's a lot of people who know who he is. You actually have to go deep into understanding. And that's what we get in this passage. This is what Paul is talking about to this group of people in Colossae. He's saying, you've got faith, but there you've got to get understanding. And that faith is rooted in love and is rooted in hope, and it bears fruit and it does things. So this morning we're going to look at the does things, because on the other side of evangelism is discipleship, and good discipleship leads to evangelism, which leads to discipleship. And you just keep flipping the coin over and over and over. So that's where we're started and that's where we're going. So I got to ask the question, what is spiritual formation? Any ideas? This is slightly interactive. You can throw something out there. You don't have to be shy. What is spiritual formation? A lifetime journey of becoming more like Jesus. Yeah, that covers some of it. But what is in that journey? Right? Maybe
beliefs
some
and deeds.
Beliefs and deeds. We hope. Yeah. We talk about thoughts, words, and deeds a lot in the Anglican tradition, don't we? It's in a lot of our prayers. Right? So how do we become spiritually formed? What are some things that we might do? We could pray, we could read our Bible, we could sing songs, right? There's a lot of things, right? They're tangible. And then you say, what is spiritual formation? If you answered any of those, I'd say, well, yeah, it is spiritual formation. But see, I think I've caught you. I threw the line out and now you have hooked you in, right? Because actually, you're always being formed and shaped. Your spirit is being formed and shaped by things outside of the church too. Isn't it? Right? Because the world out there and all around us is constantly trying to get your attention. It's trying to pull you in. It's trying to form and shape you into their image, isn't it? Right? So you think about things as simple as like slogans for adverts and advertising campaigns. Several years ago, there were ones that are like Dr. Pepper, you know, like be you, do what you do. You know, a Sprite was like obey your thirst. Burger King's what have it your way. Like all of these things are forming and shaping you into thinking you're the center of the universe and that you're all that matters, which you do matter. But I think the heart of sin is actually making yourself think you matter more than you really do. So much that the ego turns in on itself. And then actually, when God says at the beginning of his mandate of the Ten Commandments, you shall have no other gods before me, the root of sin is idolatry. Right? And when we want more than we can bear. Which is why spiritual formation is so critically important. Dallas Willard, who was a renowned sort of philosopher and spiritual advisor from the state, he wrote a book called Renovation of the Heart. And in this particular book, he talks about how your heart is constantly being formed and shaped. So the question is what is doing the forming and the shaping? Which is why St. Finian's, one of the things we talk about in spiritual formation is coming and being a part of the community and the things that we do and the things that we have on. And John and I, in one sense, as the clergy, we think deeply about the spiritual offerings that we provide so that you can be spiritually formed. But it's not just about the clergy. It's about each other and how you form and shape each other in the community. And so this particular text gives us a little bit of a picture, right? And it starts with habits in one sense. The things that we do, the things that we constantly are being formed and shaped by. In fact, you probably say, how many of you have good habits? Yeah, you probably got some good ones. How many of you have bad habits? Yeah, got some bad ones. How many of you, actually this is funny because you would subconsciously, you wouldn't even know this, you brush your teeth the exact same way every day. The way you get the thing out, the way you put the thing on, the water, you start on one side, up and down, forth, and then you go to the other. You do these things without realizing it, right? We are habitual people. And so it's what are forming and shaping the habits that we have. Let's start with that. In this text, we see this picture, right, where he says, we thank God for the faith that you have and the love for all people. And in verse 5, the faith and love that spring from the hope stored in you. And the message, in the same way, it's bearing fruit and growing throughout the whole world. So if we back this up, it is belief. You have belief. And it leads to an action of love that is rooted in hope that leads to a knowledge of his will that's empowered by the Spirit. Do you see how that works? You have a belief, and in that belief is an act and then of love that is handed down from God to you, but then handed from you to others. But it's rooted in the hope of what God has done for us, which you later see. He saved us from the dominion of darkness and given us light. And because of that, we then want to grow in our knowledge and understanding of who God is. It's a constant seeking out. It's a constant wanting to understand more and more and more. And what's interesting is it's not just a lovey-dovey sort of thing. A lot of times we think that, or we might even sing songs about this really deep, intimate love, but it's so much more than that. If you stop for a second and you actually think about the grandness of who God is, creator of all things, it makes your head hurt a little bit, doesn't it? And yet that bigness has come down and cares and knows you and loves you and has empowered you, right? And so when we think about this knowledge of his will so that it bears a particular kind of fruit, that is what we talk about when we talk about spiritual formation. It's not merely here. It's not merely an intellectual assent. It's here. In fact, it's everywhere. Because you as people, being made in the image of God, there's so much you have to offer. And we're being formed and shaped into his likeness to change the world. To love well, and as you say, to love God with heart, soul, mind, strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. And so ultimately, friends, it is an inward thing. Right? So if it's about the habits, It's then the inward habits of our heart. It's about how we're fed. It's about how we're comforted. And ultimately, it should radicalize us, shouldn't it? You sit here and you talk about it, you're like, oh, here he goes. He's going to go talking about being radical, like the love of God. No, friends, listen to these, the fruit of the Spirit, hope, right? Joy, hope, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. Those are radical propositions in a culture that is opposed to all of those things, isn't it? You talk about radical hope, radical peace, radical patience. That's spiritual formation, friends. It's not just a thing that we do on our own. It's a thing that happens collectively as well, as a people, as a church, as a body. Now, last week, John and I were at a diocesan kind of a clergy day thing, and Bishop David was really interested in revival. And his series of Lenten talks are about revival. And sometimes I think, well, I think we often pray for revival, that we miss the revival that's currently happening amongst us. And I think both can be true. But a spiritually formed people are always in a state of revival in which God is moving amongst you. So it's inward, but then it's outward. I love these things in Paul's letters because there's a lot of these so that. Right in the text, it's so that something happens, so that you will do this, so that you can stand through this, so that you have endurance and patience, so that you enjoy the inheritance. Right? So spiritual formation and faith is not solely for me. There's a so that involved. It's not conditions, but it's a reaction of you plant a seed in the ground and you water it and you give it light, and what happens? It grows. Right? There's a so that involved, and we have to be mindful of the so that. The outward expression of our faith goes outward as much as it's inward, which again is why I talk about discipleship and evangelism. Two sides of the same coin. Now, this all happens in the scope of liturgy. Now, not you might think it was liturgy, but do you know what liturgy comes from? Anybody know the root of the word liturgy? It comes from essentially two Greek words slammed together. They like to do that. People and work of the people, right? Liturgy literally means the work of the people. Now, in St. Finian's, we have several things where we gather together to do the work. When we have Sunday services, like this one. We have services up in the church, slightly different in their style. But ultimately, the goal is still the same. It is the work of the people. It is our work. It is our prayer. It is our participation that forms and shapes us. It's a really unique thing when you go into a hospital and somebody who is very unwell, and you begin to say prayers with them, and you use some prayers from the Book of Common Prayer, or you say Psalms, and all of a sudden, somebody who's not coherent at all is awakened by that which they know internally. That's what we're talking about. It forms and shapes and grows in you to then be something that goes outward. Habits, loves, and worship. That's what we mean when we talk about spiritual formation. And that's what we mean when we talk about these core things. Now, I said I would talk about Hope Explored very briefly. These are things that we offer. These are things that we do. We've got Bible studies. We've got home groups. We've got youth fellowship. We have church services. We have several things in St. Finian's that are meant to grow and form and shape you spiritually. Now, it's just up to you to come to them and to invest in them and to participate in them and to grow from them. I'd say, ultimately, the so that comes at the very end. And you might have missed it. He is the one we proclaim, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom, so that we may present everyone fully mature in Christ. Did you hear it? Did you hear it? So that. So that we may present everyone fully mature in Christ. That is what we want in St. Finian's. We want to see you grow in maturity in Christ. And what I'll tell you, friends, is that maturity is a relatively sliding scale, isn't it? Isn't it? You never stop. You never stop. It's not just the, oh, I met Jesus, he's my mate. It's then having a life with Jesus who's your mate. And you discover something at 85 that you didn't know when you were 17. That's maturity. That's growth. That's formation. So friends, I want to leave you with something. And a few years ago when I worked in Maryland as their lay curate, they had this slogan, and I want to, in one sense, borrow it for a moment, okay? One of their missions or values was to grow deeper and wider in the things of Jesus. And I think that's a beautiful statement. We want to grow deeper and wider in the things of Jesus. We want to go deeper. We want to understand. We want our hearts to understand, but we also want our heart, our minds as well. And in doing so, as we go deeper, we spread out wider. We spread out wider. We have a whole community that we have not reached to, that don't know that we are a loving, welcoming, generous place that they would have right on their doorstep. And so as we go deeper in our own spiritual growth, we go wider in casting the net out as fishers of men in the Great Commission to go and to make disciples. The question I leave you with, friends, is this. We talk about the Great Commission to go and make disciples, but we have to ask ourselves the question, are we ourselves disciples? That's what hinges on it. You may come to church and you've been in church your whole life, but are we disciples? Are we growing? Are we being spiritually formed and shaped? That's the question. What is forming and shaping us? Let us pray. Father God, as we think about what it means to be formed and shaped by you and into your likeness, we ask that you would instill in our hearts, our souls, and our minds the ability to love you with all of our hearts, souls, and minds. That the more time we spend with you, the more we would become like you. And the more we become like you, the more willing we would be to go out and love our neighbor. That we would be evangelists as your disciples, and that we would make disciples. We thank you for your perfect law of love. Help us to live according to your commandments, to find peace, joy, and contentment. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we pray for the church and its witness of your kingdom in the world. Lord, we pray for Bishop Sarah, as she's just been installed as the Archbishop of the Anglican Communion. Lord, what a difficult job, with a lot of disunity amongst the Anglican Communion. Lord, we ask for your presence to go among her, that she would be a unifying factor, and that your church would bear witness in the world. We pray for our own Church of Ireland, for our bishops, for our clergy, and for our own parish, that we would constantly be formed and shaped into your likeness and bear witness. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord, as we are formed and shaped in your likeness, we ask that we would take that likeness out into the world as we pray for the world and its brokenness, for political and government instability, for wars and conflicts, for Ukraine and Russia, Iran, United States, Israel, Gaza, Greenland, Nigeria, Sudan. The list is just endless. God, we ask that you would humble those bloodthirsty leaders, that you would bring justice, but ultimately, Lord, that you would bring peace, and that we, made in your likeness, would be peacemakers. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we ask that you also would be with those who are suffering. God, your mercy and compassion never fail. So please look kindly upon them who are sick, who are tired, who are in hospital, who are in care, who are anxious, who are weary, who are doubting, who are wondering, or who are wandering. We take a moment in silence to offer up the names of people we know who need your care. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Merciful Father, accept these our prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior Christ, who taught us to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Well, we're going to respond to what we have been thinking about this morning with a period of singing some songs. And so we're going to sing a couple of songs together, Spirit of the Living God, and then God is for us. And during the second song, God is for us, we'll also take our offering. Let's stand together as we sing.
Thank you.
Well, friends, we are going out into the world. And so we go out into the world and we say this together. We go into the world. We go into the world to walk in God's light, to rejoice in God's love, and to reflect God's glory. Be with us, Lord, as we go out into the world. May the lips that have sung your praise always speak the truth. May the ears which have heard your word listen only to what is good. And may our lives, as well as our worship, be always pleasing in your sight. The love of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Before the blessing, I want to pray the collect for today because it is a lovely thought and what we have been thinking about and talking about. Creator God, who in the beginning commanded the light to shine out of darkness, we pray that the light of the glorious gospel of Christ may dispel the darkness of ignorance and unbelief, shine into the hearts of all your people, and reveal the knowledge of your glory in the face of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. May the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen. We sing our closing song this morning, Be Thou My Vision. Well, friends, go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.